Hi, and welcome to In the Real, a podcast for women by women, where we'll be talking about the hard, funny, and random things of life in any walk of life. So come have a seat at the table as we get in the real. Hey, and welcome back to In the Real. I'm Dina. This is Marcia.
Hey.
This is Heather.
What's up?
We sound better in our heads today.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our sweet sound man has tweaked us. We don't have reverb or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Echoing into the void.
Echoing in the night. Yeah. All of the things. And Albus is, yep, that's Albus right there. You hear him munching. He is munching.
That's a long chew.
Going to
He's
town.
He's going to be finished within 5 minutes.
Yep. Yep. And we're going to have another hour episode and you're going to have to wrangle him. He'll be fine.
It'll be great.
But maybe he wore out because we introduced him to a new friend today. We've got a cache in the house. Big old, what is he?
Shepherd.
German Shepherd. Mm. Yeah. Big German Shepherd. So we have all the big dogs. Yeah. And all I'm thinking is if we ever get a big dog, this is it. This is, they're breaking us in, aren't they? As our sound man winks at me because he wants a big dog. Mm. He wants a dog he can rough and tumble and get really loud with. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just want something to sit in my lap and be cute.
There are dogs that do both.
You know, I know.
My dog does both.
Does she lap? But she's a lap
She will.
Dog.
She thinks she's a lap dog, although she's big, but she will cuddle in a lap. But she will also get rough.
She'll get
stuff.
Rough with you. Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, Albus goes to town with Luke and my dad. Aww. They get all crazy. And then he comes over and he curls up in bed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, both.
Okay. It's just teaching them who to be rough with.
Yes.
And who to cuddle with. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't want you being rough with me. Don't do it. I'll throw the ball with you all day long.
You can train that.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah,
our dog knows too.
Yeah.
So it can happen. My dog doesn't. No, don't jump. Oh, no. And she...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mom. Yeah.
It's funny because if I walk into the room and she's ready to play and I'm like, I give her the look and then one of the kids walk up and she's all like, yeah, attack ya, you know. So yeah. She's ready. She knows.
She knows her signals.
That happened last night. Albus was a little frosty. And me and Mom came home and he looked at Mom and he beelined and she said, no, sir. Mm-hmm. She no-sired him and he just looked at her and walked away.
Yep.
I was like, teach me.
Teach me your ways, Mom.
Teach me your ways. Because I don't have that, apparently. I'll be like, no, stop it. Stop it. It's work. A work in progress.
Yeah. Well, he knows that you know he's cute.
Yeah.
He's your baby.
He is.
And there's something in the
big 86-pound baby.
Sincerely. Like your mom. She's grandma. Mm-hmm. And so you don't mess with grandma.
Yep.
It is what it is. It's what's happening. But we were discussing your shirt before we decided push play. Mm-hmm. And so, Marcia, what does your shirt say?
Jesus loves me, this I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was telling you guys, I had this on as a reminder for my week. So my kids at home and at the school, they be trying me. So I have to remind myself and them that Jesus loves me. Mm-hmm. So I just start singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Come on.
They will join in with me and then go back to the shenanigans. So I will sing it again to let them know, guys, Jesus loves me. He loves me. You can give me the shenanigans if you want.
But you're going to have to deal with him.
My father.
Sincerely. Come on.
Little ones to him. I am the little one in this case.
That's
I'm
right.
Outnumbered.
That's right. Hey, we are not talking about you right now.
Right.
You're talking about me. It's
not about you.
His daughter is outnumbered.
Yes.
And you guys are trying to take me out.
You say that all so, I see. So. All the babies.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Mm-hmm. And they sing it eventually get it.
They get it.
I put my shirt on.
I do.
To remind
that.
them. And to remind, well, I know who I am. They need to know who I am.
Yes, that part.
They need to know that I'm God's daughter. So
I love that. Treat
me nice.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited because this week we get to do the interview for Marcia.
Here we go.
Excited,
but not before we do the shout out of what this week holds because it, I mean, somebody's birthday. is this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We already did the singing before we started this recording. And the
great card.
And the card. You are welcome. Listen, you are welcome.
We may have to post that card. I don't know. It's a closed group, right?
I saw it. Mm-hmm. I took the picture. I literally called Marcia and I said, I need you to look at this picture right now. She was, oh, okay. And you hear her.
That's Heather. That is Heather.
Well, the best part is she calls me this morning and goes, I know it's kind of early. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm up, you know? Right? And she goes, I'm going to ask you some questions. You don't get to ask me any questions about the questions. My mind went to a borderline, dark place. Like, oh, there's bodies to hide, you know?
This is my military friend.
She just, I said, okay. And she's like, what do you like? And I was just like, to dispose of things? I was a lime works. No. I was just like, I'm glad this is cup two of the coffee. Because I was a little confused for a minute. I was like, I don't know.
Like, what kind of coffee do you like? Yeah.
It was good, though. I'm going to ask questions. You don't get to ask questions about those. Anything. I'm like, okay.
I know how to talk to both of you. I know how to do this.
It was good. It was good.
Like, I'm not going to talk to Marcia. I'm going to go get Taylor and Desiree. Like, that's who gets involved. No, I'm going straight to Heather. Heather, listen. The reality is, I didn't have your mom's number. I was like,
she's at a thing today. She wouldn't have been able to answer.
Oh, well, there you go. See?
So.
But God knew. It worked out.
It worked out.
It was fine.
It was hilarious.
We got you a bag full of all of your favorite
things. All goodies. Mm-hmm. Very good stuff.
And stuff to make your car smell good.
And stuff to make my car smell good, because I have
an 86-pound baby.
Pungent 86-pound baby who likes to heavy breathe in the back.
He's going through puberty. Listen. Yes. The boys get smelly.
Yes.
My boy is starting to get smelly to the point where I'm looking at Luke going, he stinks. Like, his feet are funky,
babe.
Is it
deodorant season? Feet.
Like the BO, like the whole,
It's the body change, yeah.
You smell, bud. Wow. Like, I'm trying not to make, like, he wears his heart on his sleeve, so it's like, but you want to go.
You should.
Dude. You
can
are funky.
Enter it to a unite, like a new, like, hey, bud, you're starting to kind of grow. And when you grow, you get to use these things. Deodorant,
but we
soap.
Are not introducing him to Axe.
No.
What's wrong with that?
Axe?
Yeah, okay, a little bit's all right. Listen. It's the bathing they do in it.
It's bad.
You could taste it. Oh. You want to take an Axe.
Okay.
Anyways.
Do your girls have like pink, like the pink store with the perfume? And the, like the perfumes, like the
they
sprays.
They have Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works. Yeah. Okay, so Bath and Body Works. Uh-huh. 10 times over. Okay. It's where you can taste it.
You can taste it.
Oh, it's nasty.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, why? Because, again, that semester I hung out with all the high school boys and the kids and the gym and the stuff.
Oh, no.
And I have the girls that'll spray.
Now that can be a lot.
And you want to go. I can't breathe. My eyes are burning now.
Axe is like cucumber melon on steroids.
It's bad.
No way.
Yeah, see, we all knew what that meant. Like, I just got transported to 8th grade. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is lovely. I should bathe in it. I should pour it onto my bed.
No.
You know?
Wow. It's, when you can taste it.
Although the chocolate temptation, not spray, but soap.
Okay.
Was actually kind of nice.
Chocolate Temptation.
That was Axe from? Axe Chocolate Temptation Body
Wash. The fact
wash.
That you know the name.
Listen, ladies, I've had a past, okay? And in my past, sometimes Axe showed up.
Oh, man.
You were the one spraying it on you?
It's not a spray. It was soap. It was their body soap. It's actually like their 3-in-1 hair, body,
do you know
everything.
About
see
this?
The silent sound man
knows. He's nodding his head.
It's not terrible.
You never used it? Jesus, Father, thank you. Thank you for my husband. Because listen, my husband uses the Old Spice deodorant, and he always smells so nice. He does not use cologne, and he'll use the beard wash. But like, I'm 5'4". Mm-hmm. He's 6'3". you guys just, I literally nuzzle into his armpit.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Jesus. That's as far as it
Amen.
Goes.
Amen.
You do not smell him before he shows up.
Well, yeah. Amen. See, I mean, but that's why that's body crazy. Wash was decent.
I understand.
Because you're not like tasting it
yes.
before
yeah.
the whole child shows through the door. So
yeah. Like yeah. our girl, bless her. We smell her before we see her.
Mm, yeah.
Me? I mean, I'm a little spritz, but you don't smell me before you see me, do you? Like, no.
It's no, I got a house full of girls, so I smell everybody
you
before I see
You smell them
him.
Before you see them.
She's, yeah. you she's nose blind to it.
Yeah, like, oh.
Yes. I don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah.
I okay. smell, yeah. And they love it, too. From yeah. deodorant to now they're into body wash this season.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has their own body wash. They're starting to get older. So they're like, what are you... Do we have to share this soap? It's disgusting. She touched it first. I'm like, okay, body wash season.
We understand and now that.
The
yes.
Bath and Body Works. So all of those times nine.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a good thing, though. Like, at least they're excited about being clean.
Yes. Like, I will. Yes.
You know, they're not like mm-hmm. some people that are like, I can go 8 days without a shower. No, you can't.
No,
you can't.
Cannot. No, you cannot. Know? You are nose blind.
Many
yourself.
Times boys seem to think they can do that. And you're like, no, you can't. But not all boys.
Yeah.
And there are some girls.
Mm-hmm. No.
Who used to want to hold. I'm not holding my hand up for any reason, but my mom had to have the talk with me. Honey, you're growing and your body is changing.
Yes.
You need to shower now every yeah. day.
there's some funk. There's some funk that happens. So. I am the everyday showerer in our family.
Mm.
Nobody else does. Mm. Nobody else does. Mm-hmm. Gabri used. Man, she used to, didn't she, babe? Like. Father, thank you. I don't know what happened to her. And I don't know why I keep rejoicing in Jesus right now. But I am. Because Jesus loves me. This I know. That's all there is. It's just it's that
you knew
simple.
Your nose couldn't take it no
oh,
more.
No. No, man. But she can actually go a couple of days like without having mm-hmm. to do all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sebastian, you have to remind.
Well, he's a boy.
Buddy, when yeah. was the last time you showered? You need to go shower with Dad.
Yeah.
Like I need you to go throw it. All right. Do you want to take a bath? He loves his baths.
Oh, does
that
he?
Boy likes his baths. Mm. And then I'll put lavender, like what is it? The doctor what is it? The doctor whatever?
Doctor Two?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See?
What?
My girl over here. Yep, she knows what's going on. But it calms, mm-hmm. helps him sleep. His body's growing at such a rapid rate.
Is like, it the one for kids? They have one for kids.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I give them a big old bougie. Has.
What are y'all talking about?
It's lavender,
uh-huh.
but it's not smelly, yucky mm-hmm. lavender.
Oh, okay.
Like because I don't like lavender, yeah. but I like the actual plant,
mm-hmm.
lavender plant. But it's just enough, and what it does is it helps calm him down, and it helps like because he's so long and lanky, mm-hmm. right? Like, he's constantly, he reminds me a lot of a couple of your girls where they're just like, they look mm-hmm. like taffy. Mm-hmm. They just stretch. They just stretch, right? And you just, and their poor little muscles in their body mm-hmm. and their, I don't know if your girls have growing pains, mm-hmm. but he gets them bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, he'll cry.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'll stick like a heating blanket mm-hmm. or like something on him just to get his body. But yeah.
Hmm.
Lavender.
Poor guy.
Dr.
Yeah.
Teal.
I get.
It's okay. good stuff. Man, we should get like some money for that little
yeah,
advertisement
should,
right there.
That
and the gummies.
A really good advertisement.
And listen, we got our gummies.
The gummies.
Yeah, yeah, about to say we do a lot of advertising. Yeah,
we should do
gummies.
We should do something.
They got
about
worms
that.
And bears.
And today we had a chew from. I don't want to move that bag.
Oh.
I don't know. Good Petco. Loving. Good
yeah.
loving. The Petco for the dogs.
Come on.
If you have a Labradoodle, he'll eat it in 3 seconds. But
yeah, because he's done and he's asleep
and he's
at your
laying
feet.
Down.
Mm-hmm. Aw, he just lay, he's nuzzling with you.
Yeah.
It's sweet. He knows another dog's in the house and he's like, my mom. This is my mom.
Well, we went to a book signing too. A book
That's
launch.
Right. Yes.
Today.
Mm-hmm. And so it was a smaller, I've been there, but I forget how small it is when people are in it. And so, like, we're trying to weave around, and people are, that's not the doggy. I love the dog. Mm-hmm. Mostly grown-ups.
Again, you're
Mostly
so funny
grown-ups.
About that.
Almost all kids are like, either they're like, whoa, because he's at their eye level,
mm-hmm.
or they ask.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, mom and dad usually don't, which is why I have the
patches.
They do not bite or do not pet. Mm-hmm. I don't bite, but my handler
mm-hmm.
does.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to think it's real cute.
Don't touch it anyway. Oh, it's just a cute little sign.
And a cute sign. No, I'll bite you. I don't understand. I have him for a reason. Yes. Part of the reason is I bite.
I, out loud, when I see any of the vets with the service dogs, right, I literally, you can ask our sound man, that I'll literally go, oh, puppy. And then I have to go, nope, there's a reason why they have that dog.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they have to have, and I have to say it out loud sometimes, just because I'm like, oh, puppy. Nope, nope, you need that dog. There's a reason you need that dog. Point. Okay.
Don't do it.
Just don't touch. Just stop touching. Yeah. What are we doing?
It's okay.
It's all right. Like, yeah, like, it's okay. You guys just tell me. Cause you know, I have to be reminded. You can't be just talking to anybody and touching any. Nope. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And everybody's dumb when it comes to dogs sometimes. They are. I mean, I am too. I'm like, oh, that's right. Don't and touch. So I get it.
Yeah.
But he's tired right now.
He is. Wore him out. It's good.
Yep.
Okay. We're really. Are we ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready. Here we go. Okay. I'm excited. Number one. I'm excited that last week's questions are not this week's questions.
Okay. Well, dang.
So we.
I was ready.
Were you? Did you study? You studied Heather's stuff?
You didn't get none of those.
Nope. So we actually have a.
Plethora.
A plethora. Good grief. I like that's a good word. It's a good word. Do you want to go first? You want me to? Or we go back and forth?
I got, she does. I got notes. I got notes.
I got two. Goodness. Four, questions. Five, six. I have seven.
So I'm nice. I only had three because I knew she was going to reach out to others. Oh, so.
I can't do this by myself because it's like, here's the deal. Like, we know y'all for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like, right? Like, we're learning stuff too. But still, you just go, what does everybody else want to know?
Mm-hmm. I can start with an easy one.
I'm going to eat
good,
a gummy.
Good, easy.
Okay, an easy one. So how did you get into fostering, adopting? Like, how did that happen?
That could be a long story, but a short version. I love people. And I want to see everybody have a chance. So I love justice.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And because I love people and justice, foster care just seemed like a really good fit.
Okay.
So just talk with my husband about it. Of course, I think a lot of it was just the, I believe I was reading in Exodus about how God anointed Bezalel to have craftsmanship, a crafter. Yeah. And I think that I believe that I've been anointed to just do what I'm doing. So that was the biggest reason. I want to see people have stability. I don't want to continue to see mentally unhealthy people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see people hurt. I want to see children thrive because that's where it starts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as we learn more of my story, we'll understand that the crazies begin in the womb.
Come on.
So if we can begin to capture some of the crazies when kids and people are young.
Yeah.
We won't see as much of the outward effects of it.
Okay.
So hopefully that answered the question.
That's a good question.
That was a good one.
That's good. So let's go back to some just simple basics. So where are you from?
I am from Kansas City. I was born in Fort Riley, Kansas. Whoop, whoop, whoop. My dad was in the Army.
Aww. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Did we know that? I did. I knew that.
Shout out to Mr. Marshall.
I was born on the Fort Riley base.
Because that's where you get your name from, is from your dad.
My misnamesake. So, yeah, that's Marshall. I'm Marsha. So, yeah, I was born in Fort Riley, raised in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, I'm a resident of Grandview. But yeah, that's it.
And you are married to your amazing hubby.
I'm married Mr. Cecil. To my husband. He calls it East Boogie. He calls on the outskirts of St. Louis.
So he's so bougie.
He loves his hometown. So yeah, get it right, East Boogie, baby. That's mm-hmm. what he'll tell you. So he has his East Boogie flow. I married a thug, just so we all know he's a thug.
Because he has. Do you want to tell that part?
What's, all the bullets?
He's got stuff in him.
Yeah, the bullets.
He can't walk through a metal detector.
He cannot go off.
I just like how I'm thinking of someone who has just listening to this, and you're like, you want to tell the story? Oh, the bullets? Like,
she knew exactly what I was asking.
I know, but see? If you're just like somebody so when who's you know just driving friends. Down the road, they'll be like, bullets?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm attracted to thugs, and I married them. I married one, and I love it. So, amen. I married a saved one.
And you guys been married how long?
24 years. Be 25 August the 12th.
Oh, that's my dad's birthday. Wait
is it?
When yeah. is your? When?
Two. August 12th is our anniversary.
Aww.
So now I know that's Heather's dad, and it's also my brother's birthday.
Aww.
So that's a really good day.
Yeah.
Three, father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
It's three. So there Aww. You go. But yeah, August 12th is when we got married in my pastor's office. And then we had a big wedding October 9th.
Okay.
I love that. Yeah. And you guys weren't.
What, safe?
Y'all weren't together for very long.
No,
I mean,
no,
like
no.
you got engaged and like married within how long? Like you met in all of it.
We met at the end of June. Went on our first date. Official first date a little bit after the 4th of July, and we got married August 12th.
Wow.
For those of y'all out there that are trying to do the math, that's not very long.
That's like
but listen, you know
about a month and a week or so we yeah. were married. And yeah,
I think they beat your parents, you babe. Yeah,
yeah. You when you do know, you just know. I don't Aww. Think we like knew, but I mean, it felt right.
Yeah,
it felt right. So yeah, we did.
That's
we
beautiful.
Got married. He knew he wanted a wife. He was tired of, you know, he'll tell you, he'll keep it 100 and tell you what he was tired of being.
He does not hold back when
it
comes to
it
you.
It scares me.
It's beautiful. No, it's beautiful.
I'll be scared sometimes. Like, oh, Lord, what's he going to say? But he does. He keeps it 100 and he'll tell you what he was tired of being. And I was tired of being single. And we'll say it.
I
but
like it.
It worked itself out. And
yeah, it
we love each other a lot.
Y'all are amazing.
So
y'all are truly one of my favorite couples.
Yeah. We grew into that. We grew into that. And it's, yeah. I know that God blessed our marriage.
Amen.
And I think that it was a blessing for us to be able to grow into each other.
Amen.
So it has its benefits.
Amen.
Yep.
She's bougie and he's thug life. See?
Amen.
Come on.
He's God's thug.
He is God's thug.
God's
Heck
he
yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
Listen, Cecil's legit.
I know.
Well, he really is.
That man does not speak when he does.
Yeah.
You listen.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yep. He does. It's so true. People like to hear him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good hubby. Okay. You got a, you.
Oh, I got another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
After we got all the niceties out of the way now.
The
no,
we
just
yeah, because we're about to dive
nice,
in. Is what's
about to
happen.
Go deep.
Goodness.
No. When is the first time you knew God heard you?
Ooh.
She said this to me, and I went, "Shoot."
I can. I mean, like, I can remember for me, but
wow,
it's not about me. So it's about.
I think there was a couple times actually, and probably for me, threes. I believe that God works with me in threes.
Okay.
So. Whenever I hear him again, I'm reminded. But I believe when I was a child.
Yeah.
Ironically, I got saved in a Catholic school.
How cool.
I know, right?
How old were you?
8.
Aww.
Was that second grade?
I love that.
I got saved there. Just out the blue, start screaming in the middle of the classroom, "I love Jesus. I love Jesus."
Aww. Oh, I love that.
Writing love notes. Passed them out to the classroom. It was crazy.
Come on.
But I remember that. And the teacher let my mom know she had an encounter. Didn't really know how to explain it.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit brings the stuff back to you. But
was there something happening in the classroom that
I was tired of being bullied. I was tired of being bullied. And I just started praying. I just started praying about it and
wow.
had that encounter.
Mm.
And just bust out with "I love Jesus" and start passing out love notes and stuff to this.
Wow.
So that was my first encounter with Jesus.
Wow.
And then again, as a teenager, my life, It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I dealt with a lot of rejection and a lot of bullying.
Okay.
So I got bullied a lot, rejected a lot. So I think that connected me to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in during that season where I believe that I received the calling of my heart for others. So
the underdog.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And my eyes were more open as a teenager to see where I needed to be something for other people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then lastly, as an adult, when we shifted from one church to where we currently are now.
Yeah.
I heard the voice of God again, because it was a season then. And it was just him speaking.
I love that.
So that's where we are now.
Wow.
And that was my third.
That's good. Yeah.
That is so good.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I don't really know anybody who would be dumb enough to try to bully Marcia.
I mean, I don't know if you saw my face when she said it. I literally, my head tilted, and I'm going,
really?
I didn't know who I was. I know who I am now.
Exactly.
I love when she sings too. It's so good.
Boy, yes. The Bible tells me so.
Yes, ma'am.
He loves me, and he will whoop you.
I don't know how many people that I know, literally, like, because our girls run together, and it's like, it's funny that people will say, I'm scared to death of Miss Marcia. And I'm like, I got to be honest. There's days where I'm scared of Marcia too. Yeah, I mean, just oh,
yep.
I'm sorry.
My name in Taylor's phone is Scary Lady.
That is fun.
I think I've seen that before,
that
actually.
That is fantastic. But,
I mean, I've seen them coming down into church, girls all pretty, and you know, here comes Marcia. I'm like, oh, it's a day. We're not talking right now. Okay, okay. Like, and it's okay because the kids will look at you. Hi. I'm like, don't try to hide
me.
So you do better than I do because Marcia's like, stop talking to them right now. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. But they're so cute.
I'm learning it. I'll see someone walking and they just kind of give me that little look and a little bit of a head shake. I'm like, oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to nod at the kids, wave, and
we are moving on.
Shut down. Shut it down.
Funny.
So, go. That's good.
Okay. So I'm going to jump in front of you
real quick
if that's okay. Because I think this would be a good next one to go into. So this one is from our silent sound man.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What do you hope that your children and grandchildren will say that your legacy is?
I just thought about that the other day. I want them to take from me and carry on the legacy of love for others.
I love that.
And that's just the biggest thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so simple and it sounds like it just be like cliche-ish, but I want them to always give their best for others. People are worthy.
Yeah.
People are worthy of your best and you are worthy of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So if they carry that feeling and thought of being worthy,
mm-hmm.
they'll instill that into other people.
I love that. And
if we have a nation of people who know their worth.
Come on, Miss Marcia.
Right?
Yes.
Like, what?
Come on. Come on.
Do you know how much would just get done? How much dumb stuff would stop?
Yes.
How far we would go if we just understood who and whose we were?
Come on. Come on.
I'm worthy. Understand
yes.
that.
Yes.
And carry it.
I love that.
That's mm-hmm. nice. Yeah.
I love that. That's so good. Okay. From Sebastian.
Uh-oh.
How do you picture your family in a perfect moment?
I know this kid's deep.
He just goes for the jugular, doesn't he?
in kindness.
Aside from one not digging in her nose and saying, look, it's green.
So allergies are an issue.
I got some really fun girls. They are so fun. People talk about boys being, I'm like, oh, that's not just a boy thing.
No.
Oh, gosh. But in a perfect moment, I don't know. I try not to be too spiritual. But well, that just all points back to God for me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In a perfect moment.
Like, what would that even look like for you, I think, is kind of what he's trying to get at.
Peace. Contentment. Mm. Just contentment in the moment. Enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
So, not worried about, you know, the next thing tomorrow, the day before.
I love that.
Just enjoying where we are with whatever it is that we're doing.
Being present. I love that.
There you go. Attentive.
I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aw. Did you want to ask one of your other ones?
I got my last question for you today. Gosh. Long my phone will open. Okay. What piece of advice would you give to overwhelmed moms?
Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Know who you are. You don't have to be something for everybody. You don't have to be something for your kids. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be something for your spouse. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be something for people. Just know who you are. Know that God is you. Know that God is on your side, mm-hmm. and trust his plan. I think the issue of becoming overwhelmed is that we try to become more than what God wanted us to be.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And we allow ourselves to be put in position to step outside of God's will.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking the other day that I don't do as many things with the younger girls now that I did with my older kids. So when we did all the things, every single activity I could get them in, I did it. Every single nutritious meal I could find, I did it. I did all the things. I made sure we were gone every weekend. We just had to do stuff.
Yeah.
But in this season, I know who I am.
Yeah.
And when you know who you are, you don't step outside of God's will, and you don't necessarily become so overwhelmed.
I love that. Mm. Okay. Now you have them hollering from the driveway. Don't leave me.
That's what they do to me when I come to record.
Because you know who you are. Listen, I got things to do. I'll be back.
And you're going to be okay. My husband involved.
Yes.
So.
So next question. This is actually a question from me. How do you recharge?
I've had to take ownership of that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I haven't always been so good at that. Mm-hmm. So I would just do all the things. For me, a benefit and blessing is that I have adult kids.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, who is it, Jethro? Moses' father-in-law?
Sure. Let's go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying.
He came in and tried to tell him how to kind of manage all the people.
Oh, okay.
And they stepped in on my behalf and said, this is what needs to happen. You're done doing this after a certain time. You're going to start doing this. That's what you need to do. So they kind of helped me see, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I do need to step out.
Yeah.
So some simple things that I do is right when I walk in from, because I homeschool.
Yeah.
Right when I walk in, I'm like, okay, it's mom time for at least 30, 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll say, you know, they'll come back about 7 times. Is it 30 minutes up yet? It's not going to be up.
It just restarted.
It doesn't start
every time
you
keep coming. Yep. Just restarted.
So I'm like, guys, and that's kind of pretty much what it is, guys. It's going to keep starting if you keep asking me. Mm-hmm. So I had to say that was okay to do.
I love that.
And I do whatever I want while I'm doing that. If it's a 30-minute nap, mm-hmm. if it's me playing my game, mm-hmm. if it's reading a book, watching Judge Judy.
You are so funny with that.
I do what I do.
She's still on.
That justice in her.
I'm like, yeah, that's right. But that's what I do. So I have to be intentional about making it. And it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But I had to become intentional and make it happen. And again, I have adults in my life who assisted in making sure that happened.
Yeah. They were able to see from a perspective that you might have been like, well, I got to get. I don't know. Mom, if you don't mm-hmm. sharpen that iron, if mm-hmm. you don't rest, if you don't get that chance to, you're not going to be good for anybody, including yourself.
That's true.
Including right. God.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. No, that's good. Okay. This is actually kind of, this is a question that Sebastian started, but I'm going to expound on it so you can understand maybe a little bit more of what he's trying to ask you. What is your real personality? And what he means by that is when you're not being mom or grandma or a business owner or teacher, etc., like all the things, right? You're doing mm-hmm. all the things, but who are you?
My homebody. I would be in pajamas all day.
I love this. See, there's the common denominator.
We found our base, ladies.
There it is. That's where it is. Everybody's like, y'all know it's like, No.
We all like pajamas.
Yes.
Comfy clothes. Stretchy pants.
Yep.
But yeah, I just being.
I love
music.
That. Yes.
Just sitting and basking in music.
I love that.
And nothingness all day.
There it is. Literally, there's
You can't.
Common denominator. Like, we yep. love people. I don't want to be around you right now.
I love you from a distance.
Yep. From my bed with my peaches.
And my music.
And my gummies.
That is it. I told my husband, I said, babe, spring break is coming up. Mm-hmm. And this is funny that that will be a question. I said, for about a week, I don't know if I'm thinking of Airbnb.
Okay.
But it's a week. So I'm going to need someone to make sure the girl's hair is calm, who's going to cook dinner. I want to step away and just sleep all day, yeah. wake up when I feel like it, and listen to music and read and just indulge.
And recharge.
Who God is yeah. for a whole week. So I don't know if they're going to make that happen or not, but yeah.
Hmm. I'm like, how can we step in? Hey, you did Mama Chris's hair, so you know how to do the girl's hair. You can do the hair, Heather.
Well, I am going to have their hair braided at least for that week.
I was going to say, well, those poor girls. Okay. Those poor girls.
They do need to eat. Oh, I think Nautica got that.
I was going to say.
Nautica got the food portion.
Yeah.
So Taylor and my hubs are talking about the managing.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll get us involved. We'll do what we need to do. Or we'll just make sure that you don't go anywhere and just be like, listen, nope.
Listen,
you can have Albus standing at the door.
He would try real hard.
And then he'd go play with the girls.
He would.
They would pull him in. Mm-hmm. Albus, come play.
Come play.
He would do it. And then it'd be over.
And it would be, he'd be like, okay.
Marge is like, what?
Oh, it's such a sweet dog. I was eating it up. Yeah.
Oh, look at them. They love me.
Jesus doesn't just love me. The girls love me.
I love this place. Be spring break in Florida for Albus.
I love
that. Okay. I got two more questions.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What would you do, this is from me, if you knew you couldn't fail?
Oh, goodness. Like, what wouldn't I do?
Come on. This is like, what's your plan? Like, if you stand back, almost kind of like the question with mm-hmm. Heather, right? Like, when Luke's like, money is endless yeah, or whatever, yeah. but it's like, but what would you do? Like, not even necessarily money. What would mm-hmm. you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
I would have a whole community filled with trained people.
Come on.
Like a camp, a community.
Yeah.
To bring in children and families for restoration.
Yeah.
To be refueled.
Yeah.
To learn who they are. For 3, 6, 9, 12 months.
I love that.
And then put them back in the community all healed, whole, and saved.
Come on.
To recycle.
I got goosebumps. I love Shad.
She has a curriculum.
Then bring in the next.
Yeah, I was like,
she does have a curriculum.
She's pretty much got a curriculum for, like, and I got this already. I mean, this is just me spitballing, but, you know.
Like, we sat in Panera, and she had all this stuff. And you and I were just like, You've kind of got this all. Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you think? I mean, this is just the beginning.
It's like, really? Like, this pretty is much like done, solid.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Because your big thing with the restoration isn't just the kiddos. Mm-mm. You want the whole family. Mm-hmm. Because you understand. Mm-hmm. It's, you're breaking generational stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you, and when you're, when you're loving on these babies and they're discovering who they are, and then you plug that into mom and dad or whoever's involved, the aunties, uncles, all the everybody, right? Like, it becomes something to where they don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And that's if they knew better, they'd do better, right?
That's it.
And they haven't been trained. And it's because somebody... I mean, this is a generational thing.
Yes.
It's like, it's not just, you know, your parents suck. It's somebody failed you.
They didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right.
That kind of goes back to the whole foster care thing.
Yeah.
I was talking to my husband a few weeks ago. And I'm like, why did we do foster care? We didn't do it because we needed to be parents.
Right.
We already had six kids. We were empty nesters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... why did the call come so late in, I guess, our relationship or our age?
Yeah.
But the Lord told me, at least for the last two that are soon to be adopted, there's something that their parents didn't have to pull out of them for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And there's just, not that there isn't a major calling on any kid.
Right.
But there's something that God wanted them to have that he knew that my husband and I could pull out of them. So for us, it's not like, you know, validate me.
Yeah.
I need to be mom. I need to be dad.
Right.
But it's training ground. It's let me tell you who you are.
Yes.
And maybe there's something in your bio family that you're going to have to go back and pull out. Maybe there's something in that line that needed to be stopped.
Yes.
And they just didn't know quite how to do that.
Yeah.
Because I, quite honestly, even the four that we adopted, they don't have terrible parents.
Yeah.
They have really good hearts. It's just, you know, some navigating and direction that needed to be done.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine that being the case with a lot of kids. So if you're thinking about foster care and adoption...
come on. Come on, Marcia.
It's not just about you needing to become a mom or a dad, but it could be you in that moment saying, God saying to you, there is a child that needs to be pulled out of something because I have great plans. Their family needs something.
Yeah.
I communicate with the girls' parents.
I love that.
Grandparents. There's something that this whole family needs, and it needs to be done through you. Foster care and adoption is not, we see it as a small little something, but God is so much bigger than us.
Yeah.
So we're able to open up our eyes and stretch and step into what God's bigger plan might be.
And knowing that God alone, I mean, just every one of us have been adopted into the kingdom of God, right? Like, that's who he is. I mean, he is our father. He is the one that created us ultimately, but it is. It's just that whole, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Here I am. I'm now in your kingdom and I'm now your kid. And even in our walks with God, it takes that relearning. Like, we have to deconstruct, so to speak, all of the stuff and the lies of the enemy and the things and, well, this is how it's always been, so this is how it's always going to be. And you're like, no, I want to show you like God's blueprint for what your life could be and what his original intent was. And that takes time, that takes energy. A lot of people, I think, they want to do it. It's not even necessarily that they don't know how to do it. It's like they know how to do it, but they know it's going to be hard.
It's going to be a lot of work.
It's going to be hard. And that takes a community. Mm-hmm. Like, that would take the whole community rising up together and saying, okay, but I can't do this. You're right, you can. But with all of us together, we're going to make it to the other side, and it's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying, Marsha, you were saying, like, it's not necessarily that the families are bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or set out to be unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I was thinking, you know, nobody has a baby and just looks at this baby and says, you know, I'm going to fail you. Right. Like, they don't, you know, I can't wait for the day you get taken away. Like, nobody says that. No, there's no, I mean, not even irrational people say that. Nobody thinks that. That's when they first have a child. Like, I'm going to take you. I'm going to be a good parent. Mm-hmm. I want to help you grow. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens. And they realize they haven't been taught how to grow. Mm-hmm. Or, and so when you were saying sometimes it's not even, it's not about being a parent in the sense of I want a child.
Yeah.
But it's about being a parent in the sense of I'm going to teach this child what God wants them to learn because they're going to go back to their families.
That's it.
And that's the change that we want to see.
That's it.
It's not necessarily that, you know, maybe it's not healthy for them to go back to their family, but like they are the change.
Yeah.
That's going to change their family lineage from that point on.
That's right.
Either they can go back and reverse it from that way, or if that's not healthy to do from this point on, your life will never be the same again because it stopped right here.
That's right.
And I think our pastor's actually said that before too. He's like, when kids come into his house and he said, this is it.
Yes.
Your life will never be the same.
That's right. Yeah.
You're never going to worry about this stuff. You're never going to have to worry about that ever again because you have a different identity now.
Come on. That's right.
And that's, yeah. And I mean, but isn't that what we all want?
That's it.
That's like, I'm like, yes. You know what? I don't know if you want to line me up with kids.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm like, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. I will, you know what, with my endless money and your endless not able to fail,
we'll
work together.
Yes.
I'm excited. Yes. I'm excited.
So.
Puppies, children, families, all of it.
Restored, reunited. We'll even get broken puppies. You know, like,
yes.
We'll just bring all of
them. I love this.
We're like, no.
Send them home with a dog.
A healthy one.
Healthy
well,
dog.
Well, no, but see, isn't that what God is talking about when he's talking about restoring his power on the earth, his authority on the earth? It doesn't apply to just your family or your identity.
Come on.
It's the restoration of all things.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm not satisfied with just a family here, a church there, this there, a country here. I want to see all of you restored.
Come on.
I even want to see the plants restored.
Come on.
He's like, that's what I want to see.
Come
I want to see
earth
everything.
Groans. Because that's what it desires. The earth groans.
Yeah.
That's what it desires.
Yep. It's true. Oh, I love that. Okay. I have one last question. And it is from our Miss Tracy Flagger. And if there's any other questions you think of, or if anything else that you want to tell us, okay? When all the kids are grown, including the grandbabies, everybody, okay? And it's just you and Cecil, what do you see?
Well, he's talked a lot about Iceland.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. I know you guys were cold people, but all right.
I think he's going to pick me up and whisk me away.
I love that.
To have me all to himself. And I'm here for it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She is blushing and getting all sorts of cute.
She is.
Oh, my goodness.
She's thinking, like, I piped myself in for the podcast, but that's it. Like, you can get me on the phone.
That's it. We've done our part. We've served the world well.
Yes.
And I'm going to be content in flying away to Iceland.
I love that.
With just me and my boo.
Your boo.
That's it.
So cute.
I'm stuck on Iceland. Like, why Iceland?
He said you don't hear much about Iceland, so that's where we're going.
Luke actually, he wants to go.
Really?
That's on one of our bucket lists.
Wow.
I mean, I told you guys we want to travel everywhere, but yeah, Iceland's one of those.
Uh-oh.
It's beautiful.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen pictures?
I've seen pictures, yeah.
It's good.
But, yeah.
Was it your sweet
Trey
boy?
Trey was in Greenland.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, right. He was in the... see? Those names, they're deceiving.
They are. They are.
They've done that on purpose.
Because Greenland, it is not green.
It's not green.
It is icy. Iceland.
Wearing big Eskimo coats.
It is beautiful. And it's lush and it is green.
But they also got winter. Like, is the ice still?
But I wouldn't. See, but
I mean, I think it still has a winter.
Winter's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys, you don't want winter.
I don't mind winter as long as we don't have to drive, but we'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're going to be.
We'll buy enough food. It'd just be the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be fine.
You'll be in a cabin, just like. Hey.
That's it. That's
Let him chase you around. Whatever he's got to do. It's going
to
be
back to Eden.
Back to Eden. Whoa.
That's where it'll be.
Don't want to be somewhere in Iraq. No, you don't. No, you don't.
I went blush on that one.
I know.
All right.
Is that not what God wants?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Come on. Come on. What are some other things that you would want to tell us about you? Because it's like there's such goodness that comes out of you.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of, you're genuinely one of my favorite people. You know, like I'm the big crybaby out of the three of us. I just am. And I'm not mad about that. I'm the crybaby. I'm the one that hugs y'all. Mm-hmm. I do all the things that y'all don't. And it's fine. It's fine. But it's like you bring such wisdom and moxie and goodness to the table. Like you're always for the underdog. Mm-hmm. You're constantly... Like, you see people, mm-hmm. you know, you see people in a space where you see past the BS, you see past the facade, you see the hurt.
It's true.
And it's like, instead of looking at the symptom of what that hurt brings,
yeah.
you want to dig in and you want to find what
it's
that root is.
That is true.
And that's what's so beautiful about you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and Cecil both just...
That's probably why I'm perceived a scary lady, because I'm always...
You don't want to be shallow.
My mission is intentional.
Yeah.
So I try to fix my, I call it my RBF.
Yes, ma'am.
I try to make sure that I'm, you know, conscious. But no, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission, and not to say that anybody else isn't.
Yeah.
But I'm always thinking about... what we can do to rescue. My mom said, you can't save the world, Denise. You can't save everybody. You're going to have to calm down.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't know, mom. I just know. Can we bring this person here? Can we do this?
Yeah.
But I do. I just want to see the best for everybody. And I don't like to pity pat around.
Yeah.
With the little things. It's just like, I see it. Let me just dig in right there.
Yeah.
Pull it right out.
Yeah.
Good. There now. You're better now.
No, you're better. It's almost like time is of the essence. It's like, why are we wasting time?
That's just diving head on. And that is not always easily received for everybody.
Yeah.
I do have to back up every now and then and make sure that I'm doing things on God's timing.
Yeah.
But that is my heart. And those are my intentions. I just want to see everybody happy, healthy, healed, saved.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you summed it up well. That's me.
Yeah.
That is my heart.
Yeah.
Anybody that knows me well will know that about me.
Yeah.
But you don't, you see brokenness, but you don't see the person as broken.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, yeah, I can help you fix that. You know why I can help you fix that? Because you can fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, with you know, the stuff that happened with your grandson and with your daughter, like, you never, ever acted like, oh, no, that's not happening. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there are some people who are like, I'm going to be so positive, we won't even call it. No, you're like, no, the truth is, this is not good.
Yeah.
The truth is, this is what the doctor said. Mm-hmm. The truth is, and you know what? I'm just saying no. I mean, literally, she's like, I'm not, you know, calling down fire from heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, no.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
That's it.
I will refuse to live like that and refuse to allow them to live like that. It's not like you don't get an easy out. That's not what I mean. But you're like, yes, things are broken, but you're not going to sit in your brokenness.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just overlook things because you're having... this issue or this is happening to you. It's happening to you. It isn't you.
Amen.
Come on.
I mean, you're right. That can scare people because a lot of people like to take that as their identity. I can't do that. Oof. I'm broken.
Come on.
And you're like, yeah, okay. We're all a little broke, but which way are you breaking?
And I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And if you're in a situation where...
If you let me in, I'm going all the way down. I'm going to find it out.
You know, yeah. I'm not going to intrude.
Yeah, but yeah. That's the justice part of you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the justice part. I want to see this fixed because it's wrong. Yeah. Don't take that as your identity. Yeah. It's when you know who you are, mm-hmm. and you know who you are, it's hard to see people call themselves short of who they are.
I haven't always known who I was.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's probably why I'm so adamant about it now.
Yeah.
I mentioned it. I was bullied. I was rejected. I was told something that I was, and I believed it.
Wow.
When my husband and I were getting evicted, when we first got together, we started believing that was our destiny.
Wow.
So the next house that we went to, we were like, okay, so we're not going to be here long. Mm-hmm. Not looking to be evicted.
Right.
But that was the mindset.
Right.
That's what we have been told by the enemy, that right. you're not going to stay in places long. So if I'm being told that this is who I am, ugly is who you are, not enough is who you are.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to eventually believe that.
Right.
So it took years of meet Jesus.
Yeah.
And good, healthy people to learn who I was. So I think a big part of me is like, I am not about to sit back and watch this happen to nobody else.
Come on.
It's just not going to happen.
Like you burr up and you rain on people when they start getting all like on the enemy. You just, no.
I think I like that. I like when the enemy tells me what I can't do. And what he tells me what people won't become. It's a fight. Mm-hmm. But where I used to see myself wrapped, curled up in a fetal position, allowing myself to be kicked by the enemy.
Yeah.
In this season, now I'm rolling up my sleeves. I'm saying, okay. All right, well, this is what you wanted. Mm-hmm. So... you know, let's go to battle.
She's like, let's fight.
I'm just not going to back up, and I'm just not going to back down.
Yeah.
Talking to my husband again. We talk a lot. I say his name
a lot. It's a good thing.
We like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Talking to him the other day, we were doing our podcast, and I'm like, we needed a lot of faith to get through what we went through.
Yeah.
But in this season of our life, we... have the faith, and we talked about that tattoo, but we need the faith to step into. So we're not going through anything in this season.
Yeah.
Although things come.
Yeah.
But we're not going to just sit back and be bullied.
Right.
Being bullied was my past.
Yeah.
This season, I'm taking it by storm. Mm-hmm. Stepping into my authority.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like.
Man, come on. Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to take the city, he and I both. But we're literally stepping ourselves into this stuff.
Amen.
Doing it by faith.
Yeah. I got goosebumps. So. See, we talk about you being Betty Badass.
Oh, no. I know. I know Marsha's.
Shoot.
I might be Betty Badass. Marsha is like... there's a beyond, and I don't want to use those words, mm-hmm. but like, she's the person that, you know, you go down the scary alley with, mm-hmm. and she laughs. She's like, what's coming out? Who is, oh, they got a club. Let me show you. Let me show you. She doesn't need tattoos. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to get one.
I am.
You're going to get one, but mm-hmm. she doesn't need them. She felt like that's the last thing they'll see mm-hmm. when as she knocks them out as she laughs at them.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, yeah, I'm going to tromp you. And then I'm going to show you that and be like, should have stayed away. Mm-hmm. And that's Marsha.
And I'm in the back going,
kick him again. Kick him again.
And you're laughing for a completely different reason at that.
But it's true. It's like,
scary
well,
friends.
It's
I like it.
Yeah. Anyways, it's kind of. It's. I just see like, I was just thinking about, and I don't want to go too far off topic, but like when, Dina, when you were dealing with your stuff last year,
yeah,
and I was like, well, I called you and I called Marsha, and I was like, that was a bad day for Satan, wasn't it? Like, you know, it's just a bad day. I was like, Oh, you should have just left him alone. Marsha's on the job
this is
now.
What you decided to do, huh?
Messed with the family. Okay. It's
like, he messed with my girl. What?
Yep.
No, sorry.
That's a bad idea. Mm-mm. Let's go down all that. Right. Got to go down that alley again, gotcha. Satan.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. And it is. It's a space where you go from fear to it is. Man, I think if nothing else out of this podcast with you, it's know who you are.
Ta-da!
Know who you are. Know your worth. Man. Know what God has done. And if you're just starting this walk with him and you're like, I don't know what even God's done so far. Like, just know that he is able. He's on the scene. Mm-hmm. That he's already gone before you. That it's already done. Like, it's done.
My goodness.
And that's where the laughter comes and the joy. Because you do. You almost want to. Some of the stuff we've walked through, we're standing back going, are you serious right now?
Like, when I literally, saw my daughter. And my grandson turn around.
Come on.
Like, oh, yeah.
I told you. Oh, I know. Told you.
What's next? Walking on this water.
Come on. But
I know.
When that was it. Mm-hmm. That was the last thing. I'm like, I needed to see.
Yeah. Well, it's the confidence that goes from you. Confidence of the fear. Like, we get confident in the fear. We get confident into all of a sudden we know who we are. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then we got that confidence of knowing what he can do.
Man.
And that's when the laughter comes, when the fight shows up, because it's already won. He already did it.
Yeah. Well, if you see people that have done crazy things, like that worked out well or bad, either way, but they've done crazy things because they were desperately afraid. Mm-hmm. That is not how I've ever seen Marsha.
No.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
And utterly confident. Like, it's not, I'm going to keep speaking this until I'm not afraid anymore.
That's so good.
She's like, I'm not afraid. I'm pissed. Yeah.
Come
like,
on. Amen.
She's like, are you kidding me? Have you That's seen? So this is true. My family. This is my children. This is my home. Amen. No, these are my cars. No, yep. No. Yep. I'm not even afraid. I am gone from slightly annoyed now to very upset because I don't think you realize who you're messing with.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're sitting here going like, I am me, Marsha. But you're like, I don't think you realize what my God does.
Yeah.
You have stepped with the wrong bee's nest. Yes. That's the word. Yes. I couldn't think of a word. But you have stirred up the wrong thing. And it's kind of like my mom the other day. No, sir. No.
Yeah.
You know, with Albus, no, sir. And she's like, I'm over here. No, sir. Mm-hmm. No, sir. All right. All right. You want to be dumb.
That's what you asked for. Okay.
But, yeah.
That's it.
That's good. That's fierce.
You got it.
That's Ace. Fierce on a whole nother level. And I will never forget when I saw your grandson sitting up. And it was like a Friday night, and I could see him sitting up, and he was over there, and he was pulling on, like, your earrings or your glasses or something. And I was like, he is getting better. Like, I can see, I mean, I don't see him every day, but I was like, I am seeing a miracle right now. Yeah. It was breathtaking. I don't even know what was happening in church, to be honest with you.
I know, right?
I was like, I'm just watching a miracle because I know exactly what everybody was saying, not everybody was saying,
what
doctors were saying.
What doctors were saying.
And I am seeing this happen right in front of me. Mm-mm. It's a fierce friend.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we love you.
I love you guys too. Yeah, y'all help pull that out.
Aw.
It takes the right people to help you learn who you are.
Amen.
To help you begin to believe who you are.
That's good.
It took people to tear it down. It takes the right people to pull it up and out. Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all surround yourself with those kind of people.
Yeah.
Find them.
Yeah.
Treasure them. Cultivate it. Don't be scared to be vulnerable with them. Don't be scared to be corrected by them. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared to be powerful in God.
No, come on. Come on.
Don't be scared.
Albus, anything else? He's ready to go. All right, guys. We'll see you next time in the real.